talk about your boy, Silver Kearney Catholic. He had four qualifiers, and as a team, too, are very respectable. Fifth place in the team standing. Sure, you'd like to be up there a little bit more, but, boy, you got some always tough teams in St. Paul and Valentine up there. So as a team finishing fifth, that's not bad at all, was it?
No, I honestly, going in, I didn't think, what we weren't really thinking about the team race very much at all. And actually, through most of the tournament, we were in second or third place. So, you know, pretty happy about that with the number of kids that we have compared to some of the other schools. So I was pretty happy with that. But yeah, definitely happy to come away with four qualifiers.
And four guys in the finals, darn it, and just four runners-up all had chances during the finals, just fell a little bit short, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, it was kind of a little bit of what we expected. We knew we could probably get those four guys to the finals. And we knew they were all going to have tough matches. And, I think two of them probably could have went the other way pretty easily. But, you know, on the upside looking forward is maybe that's a little bit of a motivator looking down the road to beat those kids, because I think we definitely were just as good, if not better, than a couple of those kids we lost to.
And yeah, the guys they lost to aren't chopped liver. I mean, the other guys they lost to a very impressive records this year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, looking at 144 with Luis Coe, I think the kid from Kearney Catholic had one loss. Pretty tough kid. And a pretty even match back and forth the whole way through. So, you know, one more takedown here or there, or a back point here or there changes the match. And, you know, I think there's a very good possibility that either of those two could be in the state finals, if not both of them.
And the same goes, you know, at, 157, Weston is near 40 wins this year, and it just fell a little bit short against a kid from Valentine, who obviously is a pretty good wrestler as well, isn't he?
Yeah, and we've seen that kid twice this year, and they've been tough matches every time. You know, and Weston's been sick the last couple weeks and kind of gave up a little bit of weight the other day, and you know, sometimes that's the way it goes. It's part of the nature of the sport, but definitely wrestled tough, and you know, I think we get one more shot at that kid, and that's a match that we can win.
Same as Scott Hoover, 165, a 40 win season for that young man, and just edged a little bit by the kid from Valentine.
Yeah, you know, and Scott's really come along good this year. This is his first year qualifying as a senior, but he's really taken some strides to get to where he's at, and you know, earning the number one seed in the district was pretty awesome for him. And then Russell tough all the way through there. We hadn't seen that Valentine kid because he had been gone at the tournaments we were at, and so, but we knew he was going to be tough, and we battled with him the whole way. Just came up a little bit short, and like I said, sometimes that's all right. Sometimes that's just a motivator for the next week.
And Zach at heavyweight, boy, 44-2. That young man's had a heck of a year, no question. And his only his second loss, I think the kid from Donovan Trumbull's undefeated. So again, you didn't lose to chop liver, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you know, really impressed with Zach. We wish he would have been a little bit more aggressive in that finals match. We know he has the ability to be that. But, you know, for that kid being undefeated, I definitely don't feel like we're that far behind him. I definitely think that that's a kid that we can beat if we both end up in the state finals. Not handily, it'll be a tough match, good match, but I'm hoping maybe that'll be a rematch that we can see in the finals.
I think the brackets have already come out yet on the NSA website. Yeah. Have you had a chance to look, and what's your thoughts on their opening matches coming up?
Yeah, we've looked at them a little bit. Feel pretty good for the most part. I would say Scott's probably got a tough draw. He's got a kid from Chadron that we know we've lost to before. Not saying we can't beat him, but we do know that that's going to be a tough match coming out of the gate, which is always a hard thing. Of course, you get down there and there's no easy match by any means, but we feel pretty good about where most of the kids are sitting at, and being able to have the ability to come home with a medal, hopefully, if we wrestle to our best.
Coach, you got three young ladies making their way down there to the state meet. Three that I'm sure you feel, hey, let's do some good things the 2 days to get on the medal stand.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, our girls have had a fantastic year with Haley Rusher being our only returning girl from last year. And, you know, she had a pretty darn good last year and fell a little bit short of the medal stand, but really hasn't. I mean, she picked up where she left off and just got better this year and kind of brought up the other two girls with her, the Owens girls. Peyton, being a first-year senior, has just really soaked up the sport. Pretty impressed with her for never really doing it before, to be where she's at, to be a ranked wrestler, and honestly has a fantastic shot of being on the medal stand. And then Paige, we've had Paige in junior high wrestling, so we knew the quality that she was, and her just aggressive nature out there on the mat has helped her out. And we've been pretty impressed with her. We're happy that she didn't really miss a beat from junior high and has jumped right into high school. And I mean, her only losses this year to a couple pretty tough girls. So you can't be mad with that as a freshman.
Well, we hope the best for the girls in the first 2 days and the boys after that. And, of course, you guys have been at the state meet, especially on the boys' side, and had some good things happen. I know Jared Peterson had a great career, and, boy, he finished his high school days down there going a long ways. That was fun to watch, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. You know, just a fantastic kid that Jarrett was, a leader. Always fun to watch him, and he's still one of those kids that keeps in touch with the current kids that are on the team and always finding a way to give them a little bit of motivation to keep going. So, yeah, I hope some of these guys have grown up with him, have wrestled with him along the way. They understand what it takes to get to that final match. And I hopefully, you know, we go down there and can use a little bit of his determination to get to where we need to be.